This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And right in front of me, nginayo Prof. Ukonki Manzini. Uzothi nje ukusithi about what the program is about. Yeah, firstly, I would like to thank you, Prof, for joining us on MUT Radio.
Ngibulele kakhulu nangothola ithuba bese emsakazweni MUT Radio.
Yeah, so just to kick things off, I want us to talk about ukuthi yini inguyazana.
Inguyazana igama lesizulu, is a Zulu term. Isho ukuthi it's a family in-house conversation. Inguyazana, we adopted the name last year, 2023. Ngoba sasibona isidingo sokuba senze show ukuthi umphakathi that thina siyunivesi esisebenzisana nawo senze show ukuthi siyakwazi ukukhulumisana nabo sikhulume futhi izinto sometimes that are not very comfortable, we call critical conversations, because if we want to improve, we just cannot run away from critical conversations. So inguyazana is really just a term, but we felt that it's quite proper to use it. Because you know, ma usekhaya kuthiwa uzobizela inguyazana. Uyazi nje uzawutshelwa, kodwa ke uyakhiwa at the same time. So nathi sifuna ukwakhana, simangosuthu. Nama academic staff members ethu are involved with community engagement projects. Nama students are involved na kona go student volunteerism na kumanyama project. Ukwakhana. Then sikhole ukuthi umphakathi wona ubona mhlawumbe ukuthi singenza njani ngcono siyunivesi khona ukuze sikwazi ukumelana ne expectations zabo. Nathi singumnyango we-CEAD sinakho ukwazi ukubatshela ukuthi nathi sikhona i-expectations esinazo from umphakathi. So it's just a way of meeting each other halfway. We call it inguyazana.
Thank you very much, bro, for that beautiful answer. So just to move on, I want us to touch on, I saw somewhere ukuthi the first Unguyazana program was launched, I think, 2023. Yes. So I want us to tell us, ukuthi, was it a success?
The first one was a huge success. Academic staff members managed to share their projects with the community. And at the same time, the academic staff members, they also managed to share their projects with the other academic staff members. And that encouraged collaboration amongst the projects, because that is exactly at the end of the day what we want to achieve. Why? Because the issues that we engage with in our communities are quite complex. And therefore, it's not easy to address a certain challenge in your community with only one discipline. So we want to make sure that we've got a number of disciplines that come on board and collaborate so that the complex issues and that are found in communities are all addressed. So that is the purpose. So it was a huge success. And also the community members, our critical stakeholders, that came to the Inguyazana on that day, they were so impressed. Very impressed to say, wow, we didn't know that MUT is doing this much in our communities. So it was also a way of really advertising us as the university to say, look, we are there. We are part of you as university. And therefore, we need each other.
That is very nice. So just before I let you go, I want us to touch on what are the goals and objectives of Inguyazana? When you started it, what was the mission?
The whole mission was to improve community engagement at MUT. We really wanted to improve it and want to make sure that we've got an impactful community engagement. We don't want to do it as a tick box, but we want to make sure that when you go out there to the communities and engage with our communities, it brings transformation in our communities. So social or societal impact is key here. And that is the reason why we need to have this Inguyazana. We also have professors, research professors, who are really passionate about societal impact. And they are here also to nurture us as the university so that we do have our community engagement that are quite impactful in our communities. And at the end of the day, we want sustained developed communities, communities that can do things on their own, like communities that are resilient, communities that are empowered, communities that are also connected at the end of the day.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much, Prof, for sharing that with us. And we also wish that the program becomes a success also this year. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, Spad, that was Prof Kokimandlini.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.